Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our community connection right here on K1, the one you trust, at AM 1400, FM 93.3, brought to you by Tallgrass Motors and Arnold Moore Niekamp Funeral Home. Well, we've got the ladies in today. We're going to talk about cooking show. We got Tina and Tammy doing the tag team. Well, okay. All right. Enough of that. If you don't know one end of a spatula from the other, you're in luck, because there are a lot of people that don't. But this is where we kind of go to school and have some fun. And actually, and for those of you who are quite good at it, you can always get a refresher course. So give us the 411.
Well, tomorrow's the big day. The K1 Cooking Extravaganza is tomorrow. We're so excited to bring you local celebrity chefs and lots of goodies and lots of vendors. So if you haven't been before, you can still get tickets. Go to the Bartlesville Community Center. You can go to their website. You can stop by. We can get tickets as long as they're available. The VIP tickets are sold out. We're excited to say that 50 exciting people are going to get early access. They're going to get backstage VIP treatment. They're going to get a $15 gift certificate to Painted Horse. But Mark Spencer's going to do a little special backstage thing for them. So if you missed that this year, you'll have to get it in early next year. But there's still plenty of fun to be had. We're going to start the show. The vendor booth browsing starts at 3 o'clock tomorrow in Community Hall at the Community Center. And then the actual show starts at 6:30. Now, what you get when you come to the show, Tina, you can take over for me whenever you want. But when you come to the show is we're going to have this booth browsing from 3 to 6:30, which is an extended period of time, sort of where we can offer some extra space for COVID-friendly. We understand that people are still scared. We understand that some people are over it. We understand that it's still a real thing, but we want to do our part. So we're going to extend the booth browsing time frame from 3 to 6:30, and then we're going to move everyone into the auditorium for some onstage cooking demos.
Very good. Now, Tina, this is no small undertaking. This took almost 2 years to put together. Actually, 1 year, because we just didn't have it last year.
It does take us a little while to put it together. We have a great team, and we all work well together. So, you know, we have Chef Mark Spencer from the Painted Horse. He'll be there. And then we have David Varner from the Green Country Village. And he's kind of a secret. He's kind of the sleeper in this one that just kind of pops out, and you're like, where'd he come from?
I've had some of his work. It's pretty darn good.
So he puts on a really good show, and his sous chef, Michael Minich, will be there with him again this year. And then we have Jamie Dunn, who has been with us for a long time, back when it was the Taste of Home, and she's back with us. And I don't know, but her and Tammy get to going on the stage, and it's
we've
quite
had some
fun
over the years. But this year we have a super in-house celebrity chef. So from Tasty Treats with Tina. Tina is going to be doing a recipe for us on stage too. It's a ton of fun. It's kind of like being at Food Network. We have cameras over the chefs, so you can watch them slice and dice and do their magic. Dory and I try to keep things funny on stage. We give away a ton of door prizes. But we've got some great businesses. I'm going to run through a handful of businesses that are going to be there tomorrow. We've got Advanced Body Scan of Tulsa, Advantage Carpet Care and Restorations, American Family Insurance with Linda Frazier. In the goodie bag, you've got all kinds of great stuff from Bartnett. Shawnee Milling has given us gravy packets again this year.
Those are so good.
They're really tasty.
Oh, they're
popular
so good.
Peppered gravy. Excuse me. Air Evac team, they're going to be there. Bank First is going to be talking to you about your banking needs. Bartlesville Community Center, they have so much stuff that they can do for you. They're also someone that you can talk to about renting the green space and playing games and all the classes they have going on over there. Beautiful Bellies is a new business in town. They do ultrasounds. Sorry, you go ahead, Tina.
We'll also have a thing in the goodie bag from the Buttercup Market and Chili's Grill and Bar. And Cliff's Flooring and Windows, they do our stage display. They also have a booth down in Community Hall, but the stage display that they put out each year is phenomenal. Roy does a wonderful job. We also have Danielle Weaver, State Farm, Delaware Tribe Family and Children's Services, the Dewey Hotel, and Diamond Head Wine.
I know, I'm excited about that one.
Yes.
A winery that's not far from here, and they're going to be having samples, and they're going to be selling some wine, and so there's all kinds of stuff.
And they have the elderberry, which is good for what ails you. It's good for what ails you.
What ails you. Everett Music Studio is going to be there, and she also has Zingular Health. We've got Linger Longer's got stuff. Mary Kay will be there. Moxie on Second. We'll have a Pampered Chef. The Prairie Cottage, Quilter's Hideaway, and many, many, many more.
Wow. This is going to be great. This is really going to be a lot of fun. And I like the fact that the booths are going to be opened up at 3.
Yes. A little bit early. Move around. A little bit of space.
That way you got some time. You don't have to feel like you're so rushed.
Yeah.
We'll have concessions available by Dink's Pit Barbecue. They're going to have barbecue sandwiches
and stuff.
You don't have to worry about food before you come. And the good thing is you don't have to know anything about cooking. We've put together a really great magazine, a cookbook from our listeners who've sent in recipes. Tina built us a gorgeous book. So lots of good, tasty things. And everything we're going to showcase on stage, the recipes will all be in the cookbook. So you can go home and recreate exactly what we did on stage.
And then you can say, I learned this from Mark Spencer.
That's
or
right.
I learned this from David Varner.
Or from Tasty Treats with Gina.
Oh, yeah. Well, Tim Hazelwood, actually, he's going to be there helping me. So I'm not on my own. Tim has a really good hot roll recipe.
Ooh.
And I've never made hot rolls in my life. So I tried them out this weekend. And when it says no fail, it means no fail because I didn't fail. And my dad was happy.
That's exciting.
So I'm going to try to make them one more time again tonight before the show. So I'm good in the custom with it, you know. But it is Tim's recipe and it's delicious. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
Tickets are just $11. We are doing, usually it's general admission, but this year we're choosing seats because we're trying to be respectful of COVID and the mayhem that it's caused. But we're going to do every other row, and there'll be two seats between each group of tickets.
Okay.
So if you and a friend want to go, then you can absolutely sit together. If you guys aren't scared of each other, but we're going to do our part to make sure everybody is comfortable and still have a really good time.
If there's four or more of you, you do get a discount through the community center as well. So make sure if you want to learn how to make hot rolls from Tim and I, go get your tickets.
Now, if we do this online today, will the tickets just be there at Will Call or something like
they
that?
Will.
Is that how they do that? Okay,
I think they can either still print them at home or they'll have them at Will Call.
Okay, yeah, just want to make sure there are folks asking. Yeah.
And as long as there are tickets available, then we'll still be selling them, but don't wait.
No, you don't have much time.
Yeah. You can still get tickets at the door, but, you know, it just depends on availability, so.
Yeah, and you don't want to be left out.
You don't.
It's best to get that secured.
And you know, the goodie bag itself, just the goodie bag, is a good return on your investment. Because there's $11 worth of stuff in the goodie bag.
If not more.
Yeah, for sure.
A lot more.
You get a lot of discounts.
Bartnett IP is a great supporter of the cooking school, and they give away the best prizes in the goodie bag. This year they gave us so many pieces that there's like mini cheese graters, and there's potato peelers, and there's spatulas, and there's tongs, and there's
paring knives.
Cups, and paring knives, and flashlights, and ink pens that have a ruler on them and a level. So really, really cool items. We're so grateful to Keith and all of the people at Barnett IP.
They think of everything, don't they?
I mean, everything. There's
on top of that, they keep your internet humming.
Yeah.
Exactly. And we also put a scoop in, and there's some notepads and just all kinds of great stuff in. And it's not a throwaway bag. It's a canvas goodie bag.
Uh-huh.
We've even got some oven mitts.
Oh, okay. Just checking. Those things go fast.
Yes, they do.
So, once again, it is tomorrow. And we open it up at 3 o'clock. And we get the tickets. How, Miss Dina?
The Bartlesville Community Center box office or BartlesvilleCommunityCenter.com.
Mm-hmm.
You can get there on a link from our website, BartlesvilleRadio.com. So there'll be a little thing on the right side. If you click that, then you'll get there.
Tammy, can we find the sponsors on that on the website?
On the website, absolutely. And the tickets are just $11.
Yeah.
And that includes your fees. Again, it's not too late to get your tickets. Don't miss out. It's going to be a ton of fun.
Well, this sounds like it is going to be fun. This is the first time I've ever witnessed it. I got here, I came to Bartlesville just shortly after it ended. And then last year, of course, you know, COVID threw a fit. And so this year, my family is really looking forward to it. And folks, I hope your family is too. This is going to be a lot of fun. And it'd be a great way to see some of your friends you probably haven't seen in a while, too.
That's true. And the weather's going to be bad tomorrow. So it's going to be chilly. Like, what else are you going to do? Come have fun with us.
Inside where it's warm. And there's food, I hear.
That's true.
All right. That is the K1 Cooking Extravaganza. Tammy, Tina, Tammy, thank you very much. Appreciate it, as always. And you've been listening to our Community Connection on K1 at AM 1400, FM 93.3, brought to you by Tallgrass Motors and Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home.
Maybe this is the...